was William Vitalis with Open My Heart to the World. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to the universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We have entered into a new decade and new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercises can one use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from our departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. And now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, everybody. I hope everybody enjoyed the holiday weekend of the 4th. And I'm here with a very special guest. Her name is Mary Jo Campagna, and she holds a master's degree in education and is professionally trained as a school psychologist, university career coach, energy healer, and spiritual teacher. She has a deep understanding of how people learn and the connection between our thoughts, feelings, and actions at home, work, and play. She offers a variety of services to assist people on their personal journey of wholeness. Mary Jo's passion is to empower people to engage their inner wisdom and make meaningful connections to live an authentic life of meaning and purpose. And boy, are we all looking for that these days. Good evening, Mary Jo. I'm so glad you joined us.
Hello, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for having me on your show tonight. I've been a huge fan of your work for quite some time, so I'm honored to be here with you.
Well, at least somebody is. I know we met when I was in Pennsylvania and lived in Doylestown, and we used to share and do the fairs together, and it was so much fun. Tell us about what Wisdom Within is. When you wrote and told me that you had a new website, I was very excited because I love your work as well. How did this all come about?
Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth. So Wisdom Within came from my own personal experience of listening to that inner knowingness, trusting the messages that I would receive from spirit. So as you know, I grew up in an Italian Catholic family, and as you can imagine, full of traditions and beliefs and rituals. And my earliest memories are when I would come home from school, and my grandmothers and aunts and godmothers would be at the house making cookies and pastas, and we always had the fun part of icing the cookies and unraveling the pasta. But the best part, Elizabeth, of this whole experience was the stories and the conversations that my aunts and my grandmothers would have. They would be asking each other if they had heard from a departed loved one. If someone had just recently passed away, they would want to know who heard from them. Did they come back to them? What were they like? What were they wearing? Were they happy? Are they okay? All of those questions. And I was so intrigued. And I kept saying, I want them to come to me. I want to hear from them too. Right?
Well, that was wonderful, because what it did, it took away your fear, and you weren't taught to be afraid of afterlife or to be afraid of perhaps your own existence, and you were very open. That's great.
And so my first experience was when I was 9, as I shared on my website. My mother's father came to me while I was asleep, and I was awoken by him, and we went on a walk. I actually left my body and went for a walk with my grandfather.
Neat.
A walk that he and I used to do every day after school.
Oh, that's where I would wonderful. Have my,
and so, and I wasn't afraid of that. But then coming back to share that with my grandmothers and my aunts, it was such a welcomed gift, right? They were just over the top and supported. They supported. I mean, you know, we want more. We want more. So I started to trust. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you if you ever shared with your friends and how your friends felt about it.
Okay, so that's a very interesting question, because as I started to grow, right, as I started to grow emotionally, developmentally. And the conversations that I had within my family, I thought they were normal. So when they would start to lose people, and
surprise,
surprise that I was a little bit, I was the weird kid in the neighborhood. Because I moved to this neighborhood when I was going into sixth grade. So I was pretty well already like confident and comfortable listening and hearing spirit. And there was a family on the block who had lost their oldest daughter in a horrendous car accident. But I had a message to share. But they were so fearful. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to hear it, and here's this sixth grader, she's going to share information. And so at that point I shut down. Okay, I realized that this isn't a conversation to be had with anyone but my family and myself.
Well, it's good you realize that. You know, I've relocated. I'm not in Doylestown anymore. I'm in my grandmother's house, and my grandmother was a shaman, so it was very similar to you. And right. It was a year when I was 8 years old when I was very ill, and I came up here to stay, and that's when she began to train me. And boy, she was really incredible. Just incredible.
Yeah. Right.
So what do you think?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
What do you think your unique skills that came out of that? And how has that helped you in your adult life? I know that my grandmother's training has tremendously helped me in my adult life.
Yeah. So actually, that's what propelled me. The women in my life were so strong because they encouraged, especially us girls, to expand our minds, that there was more beyond than what we can see in front of us, right? And so, you know, I was encouraged to go to school. And in my interest, because I was so curious and fascinated by spirit, I wanted more. So I thought, what do I study? Well, metaphysical was not, a major that you could take.
No one had heard the word.
Right. So I studied abnormal behavior. I studied paranormal. I studied psychology and then on to be a school psychologist.
Well, that's good. And that, of course, you could apply to the world. And, you know, it's wonderful. Our gift, I think, and I've told you this in person, too, is that when we can show others what is out there for them and how they can access the same energy we have, then we're really creating miracles and we're bringing a lasting love to the planet.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing is to eliminate the fear that's behind it. Because, you know, as you know, like Ralph, you know, Waldo Emerson says, what lies behind you and what lies in front of you is tiny compared to what lies within you. And really listening and trusting that knowingness within you is huge, right? Because sometimes
Absolutely.
Our thoughts, and you know, like with the law of attraction, right? The law of attraction, you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind, right? So you can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind.
And so that can be difficult for some people sometimes because they're so used to the fear. So when that comes in, I teach them how to breathe and breathe it out and I am safe, it's only change and that type of thing.
Right.
But so it's interesting that we can help others be successful with this. So you have an inspiration behind your website, and your new website is new, so please give out your website and tell us about some of your work on your website.
Sure, absolutely. So my website is called Wisdom Within, and it can be located, it's wisdomwithin.online.
Yes, and that's not .com, that's .online. I want to make that clear
to
everybody. It's wisdomwithin.online, a little bit different than what we're used to.
Right, yes. So I think so the inspiration behind my website and my work is that, you know, typically people, you look at the areas that they're challenged by, right? And sometimes that's our gender equity. And we might have those limiting beliefs of you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, women don't do this, girls don't do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so within my work, I really try to open up and be available to meet folks where they are, meaning I'm a Reiki practitioner, and I'm, as you, you're a spiritual healer as well. And so, as you know, Reiki is a universal life force energy, and it stands for the non-physical energy which creates and maintains a balance in healthy body, spirit, and world. And so we know when this energy is blocked, there's an imbalance that often creates within us, right? And so,
and it comes from fear, our inner fears.
Yes, absolutely. And so with Reiki, it is the ultimate stress reduction technique. For as you know, when we rest, we heal, right?
And I think that's wonderful. And we're going to hear more about that after we listen to our weekly cosmic tip. And Mary Jo and I will be right back on Let's Find Out.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on OM Times Radio. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing Week of July 6th through July 12th, 2020. July 4th and 5th brought the final Capricorn lunar eclipse for several years. Look at the balance of your mundane needs and your nurturing needs. This is also a good week to decide what needs to be finished from either the last 1.5 years or since December of 2017, as we are moving towards a new energy in 2021. Although the Mercury retrograde phase ends on July 12th, it gets involved with Mars on its way out. On early Wednesday, July 8th, Mars' lack of impulse control and aggression energy is at its strongest. A Mercury-Mars square is no friend to communications, messages, or retail marketing, because this short fuse that's created can make you jump to the wrong conclusions or say the wrong thing. These 3 days of energy is a time to avoid arguments, disagreements, as well as road rage. Relief comes along by July 12th. Communications planet Mercury continues to be retrograde in Cancer until Sunday, but now has entered the second half of the cycle that brings delays, changes, and annoying little problems that remind you that the universe is in charge of the timing and not you. During the second half of a retrograde cycle, it's time to start looking towards future projects, but keep your plans flexible so that you can make any adjustments after that retrograde cycle ends. Venus has recently ended her retrograde cycle, so there's help in areas of relationships and money based upon reevaluation of your priorities during her review period, which was between May 13th and June 24th. Ambitious Mars is now in pioneering Aries until early January of 2021. It's an unusually long time due to his coming retrograde cycle in September. This adds to the need to complete old business to make room for new projects in the new year. It may seem like it's a little too early to talk about 2021, but there will be a significant energy shift next year when Saturn moves into Aquarius for the next 2.5 years, so it's time to think ahead. After the moon eclipse over the 4th of July, the moon aligned with Jupiter and Pluto. This energy can powerfully take you into deep levels, be it of sharing your philosophy or healing emotions, or it can simply be a quiet end to the USA holiday. The moon moves into friendly Aquarius to start the work week. It would be good to allow time in your schedule, as Aquarius needs freedom and activities that are not boring. Ideally, try to take a couple of days off after the 4th of July weekend. On Wednesday morning, as most of the USA is waking up, retrograde Mercury squares Mars. Allow extra time in morning traffic and give others a wide berth and avoid any verbal road rage. Thursday and Friday are much mellower under a Pisces moon. Thursday is the friendlier day, and Friday is a better day for romance. Saturday tells you to move faster, exercise, or do projects that are physical. Mercury ends its retrograde cycle early on Sunday, and the Sun-Neptune trine brings us a softer energy. Neptune softens, Mars energizes, Saturn consolidates, and Jupiter amplifies. Mercury's change of direction means that communication will be easier, contracts will be executed without incident, electronics can be purchased without buyer's remorse, and projects that have been left on the back burner can now be brought forward. Mercury moving forward again also means the end of travel problems, general upsets and delays, and technical difficulties. On the weekend, there's a dreamy aspect between the Sun and Neptune. This aspect increases sensitivity, sympathy, and compassion. Because willpower is easily swayed by Neptune's charisma and creative imagination, you may find yourself in an unimaginable situation with matters of the heart, along with matters at work or play. If you're inclined to reach out to help others, this is the time to donate items or to write a check to those less fortunate or your favorite charity. On Sunday evening, take the time to meditate, watch a movie, or sit by the water watching the moonbeams caress the water's edge. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back to Let's Find Out. My guest tonight is Mary Jo Campana, and we are talking about miracles, and we're talking about wisdom within and what we carry inside of us. So, Mary Jo, a lot of people ask me this question, and I want to ask you, what special resource or advice did you receive on your journey that was so helpful to you, especially, I want to say, in your high school years?
In my high school years, I really listened to my family, and because my guidance counselors or my teachers really didn't have that background that I came from that I trusted so much. So mine was to explore and trust and get as much education as you had. But you have to remember, I was a first generation student, so my parents really didn't know how to guide me in this process, right? So the resources, everything that I was interested in, it was psychology, it was anthropology, it was sociology, it was religion, it was death and dying. So those were the courses, and that was the direction that I took. Hello? Hello?
That's great.
Okay. So as you know, too, I'm also a career and life coach.
Yes.
And so some of the things, so people typically, you know, you're transitioning all the time, out of relationships, jobs.
Everything is constantly ebbing and flowing with the energies of the moon and the rays from the sun. That's what causes the changes that we go through.
And so it's how do you decide? So it's how do they decide, right? How do you acquire that information? And so that's the time to listen within and determine the path forward.
Well, you know what I do? I always say, show me the way.
Absolutely.
I'm always with you. I'll never forget you. Show me the way. And usually within 24 hours, I have an answer.
You know, Elizabeth,
what tips can you give our listeners that will help them?
So one of the things, so back in the day, when I first started this path, and I would always ask, right? I would go for a run. And when I would go for a run, because I couldn't sit still, you know, I was trying to meditate, but I was the person who had to walk or run. And so as I would start my jog, I would ask. So if I had a specific situation that I wanted an answer to, I would ask, I'd say, please show me. Show me. Give me a sign. And this one day I can remember I was at the beach, and I asked for clarity on the situation I was in, if I should do this or if I should do that. And this other jogger was running towards me with a shirt on that said, just do it. And it was like, there was my affirmation.
There
right?
was your answer.
Right? And so it's always in front of us. If we can calm our minds to be present, you ask.
Well, I think we have to be aware and really understand it. I remember as I was moving out of Austin, which was last month, I had took some things over to my girlfriend's house, and I knew one of them was heavy and I wouldn't really be able to get it upstairs. So all the way over there, I asked for an angel. I said, please bring an angel to help me. And I'm parking my car, and along comes a man with his dog, and he carried everything up. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And we send out that electrical signal, and it's always answered. It usually is.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we don't like it when there's negative responses, like, you know, somebody snapping at us or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's always because a part of us is being grouchy or negative, and we don't see it. Right. Once we have the experience, then we can snap back again. Mm-hmm.
You know, Elizabeth, too, I find when people will say, well, I asked, but I don't get any answers.
Uh-huh, I hear that a lot.
Right? And sometimes, really what it is we're getting the answer, but we don't want to hear the answer.
Or we don't realize that it's an answer. For example, when somebody's mm-hmm. new and they're just starting to meditate, they think the answer is going to come to them from within, like a whisper in the ear, and it's never that.
Right.
It's
right.
always an example, something somebody says, or maybe mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. something that you, a book you pick up or something, and your answer mm-hmm. is in it. So that's what mm-hmm. we mean by
right.
being open.
Oh,
you have
right.
to be engaged with, you have to always yeah. be engaged with mm-hmm. your inner wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so I
what
do
is,
talk to, I do, okay, go ahead.
No,
I do
I
work
want
with
to
a lot
that.
Of angels. I do work with a lot of angels, and I think this comes back from my from growing up. Not the religiosity part, but the angels. And so I still work with, and every time I do a session, and I share with my clients that I ask for Archangel Michael to be present, because Archangel Michael will slay away the error of perception. I say, show me the truth. Show me it. Whatever you
right.
got to do, put it in my face. And I always ask Archangel Gabriel to be present. And instead of saying, please don't whisper, Archangel Michael, you need to say it loud and clear, as loud as you can in my ear, please. And then I always
well, the way that I handled that is I'd always call on St. Michael and his legion of angels. So I wouldn't yes. necessarily yes. name an angel. I wanted them all.
Uh-huh.
I call on St. Michael and his legion of angels. Bring in everybody.
That's right. Yeah. So again, from that Italian background and heritage, right? It's that every mm-hmm. angel had a purpose. And so, holy
sure.
moly, sometimes when I would go to bed at night, I would pray and say thank you, and I would fall asleep. What I think before
there you
I
go.
Get done. And so I think that's one of the things, is a takeaway for our listeners tonight, is that every night before you go to bed is to think of all the things that you're grateful for in the day.
Today. I call that nightly review. Nightly
yeah,
review.
Right.
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 And
like,
when
so
you do
sure
a morning meditation and nightly review. So in
yes.
morning meditation, you wake up and you take some deep breaths and you thank God for giving you this lovely day. And I always
right.
say, thank you, God, for the love of your love inside of me. May I bring that out to everybody I meet. And the nightly
right.
review is when you bless the day.
Yes. And I always say in the morning when I wake up, something amazing is going to happen today. So it makes me aware to look for those little miracles along the way. There's another great person that I follow a lot of her work, and her name is Pam Grout, and it's that fun piece that we have to bring in playfulness.
Of course.
Spirits mm-hmm. are, they want to be playful. So one of the things that I always suggest to is a little tip to take away is do one thing new every day that's going to make you smile. Even though it might be hula hooping. I bought a hula hoop last year. So in my office.
Oh, that's so cute.
I bought a hula hoop. Let's hula hoop. Or confront a fear.
That's good,
overcome,
too. But, you know, you
right?
said you were brought up Catholic with all the traditions. What is your spiritual mm-hmm. practice now?
So my spiritual practice is I really consider myself a spiritualist. So with that being said, is I do believe in angels and saints. I believe in some people, you know, it's God, a higher power, it's Mother Earth, whatever it is. But my still belief is I work with God and Jesus and all the angels and saints. And I ask them to
right.
be present with me in every healing that I do. And every step of the way, we bring in it. I ask my clients if that is okay, and it's not to infringe upon them or for them to believe one way or the other,
mm-hmm.
but these are my guides. This is who I hear. and they show me. And I'm very blessed because I can see spirit, and I can hear. And I get
that's a high vibration. And what you're doing is you're connecting your thoughts and feelings to the universal energy, which is now called the fifth dimension energies, because it's getting stronger and stronger. And this color is amber, and we have a new heart center. I didn't know if you knew that. The 10th chakra is our new heart center. And we also have the circle of light. And we also have the time that we have to go for a break. So let's go for the break, Mary, and we'll be back and we'll follow up with some other questions.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sitting in prayer, thinking about things everywhere, wondering why God let them go. And it's easy to see that it's not up to me. And really there's nothing to know.
That was my friend Annabella Wood with I've Been Sitting in Prayer. I believe that a lot of us have been sitting in prayer over the last few months, as well as sitting and taking care of ourselves and our family in a new and different way. My guest tonight on Let's Find Out is Mary Jo Campana. Don't you agree, Mary Jo, that we're all slowing down because we really have to get in touch with what's coming in the future? And what's coming for us, and not to lose faith?
Absolutely. I think there are many blessings within this time period. You know, there are times when we are just, we can't go anywhere, so we're isolated, so we're building those relationships with our family. We're looking at how can we create our life, you know, to build out
and more. And it's the connection. We're really learning a connection, because everybody has been relatively helpful to everybody else. You can't go to a restaurant, but they'll deliver. I mean, all new ways of being have come up, which has brought us closer in a sense. So how does the future look for you?
So for me, with respect to how am I seeing my clients, is that what you're saying, or how am I working with folks?
Both.
So actually, all of the work that I do as a Reiki practitioner, an intuitive counselor, career coach, life coach, we can do everything online. You know, I offer Zoom calls, or we can, if you live in central Pennsylvania, where I do, there are some beautiful hiking spots that we could go to, and we do some hiking and setting our intentions, and sometimes I do Reiki out in the middle of you can do a distance healing center, hands off, in nature, which is very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that the animals, you can hear the animals when I start the energy? I always feel the birds, and I feel animals that are really identifying with it. With the energy.
Elizabeth, it's so interesting. Every morning between 6:30, I take a walk, or I call it the walk. It's a walk and a jog. And I walk up this mountain behind my home, and you would not believe the animals that I've encountered. Deer, of course, fox, red fox crossed my path, little chipmunks. There's a plethora of cardinals and bluebirds, and it is just amazing. And actually, we saw a possum. I'm trying to think of, bears. We had a bear in the neighborhood.
I want to tell you a story. When I was little and I had to stay here the year, my grandmother would call my cousin over, and she'd have us both sit at this front window right near where I am now. And we'd have to sit very quietly and look outside. And she would wear a big apron and a sombrero hat, and she would fill it with all kinds of nuts and grapes and cherries and everything, and go outside and sit on the lawn, hold her hands out, and not move. And the animals would come, and raccoons and chipmunks and squirrels and the birds and everything. Yeah. It was just so beautiful. We would get so excited. But that's how I learned about sharing with the animals, because when we listen, we can connect with anything.
And that's very amazing. And I think the sound, it's louder, right? The animals.
Yeah, it can be.
Right? It sounds magnified to me. I don't know if that's because there's less noise from traffic, airplanes.
But, you know, it's the same thing when somebody's in a hospital sitting with a sick person or an unconscious person, and they can connect by listening and by sending their thoughts directly to that person. It penetrates their consciousness. I know you said that you were a light in a body. My grandmother used to say our body is our temple. We had to really take care of it. And she would hold a flashlight over my head, and she said, "You are that light, but the body was given to you from God, so you have to take care of it." Mm-hmm. It's amazing the way she taught us.
Right. And to be the light for others.
Right. Yeah. To know that you had yourself, to know who you really are and what you think is what you get. We used to say, what you think is what you get.
Right.
And that's hard. And that's hard to show people. Sure.
But to understand it,
you have to experience it. Like when somebody goes into work every day, I hate my job. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they're fired. Well, right. Spirit released them. Released them from something that they were so uncomfortable with. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they weren't really fired. They got their dream come true. They got mm-hmm. their reality.
Right. And that's why I think it's so crucial for us when we wake up in the morning to say that something amazing is going to happen to us. Ask for an unexpected gift to come. Ask for, an unexpected gift could be when I do this. There are times when I've gone through Dunkin' Donuts and the person in front of me has bought my coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
I have a friend who stops by with a bottle of wine. Something, right?
So I had the most disruptive year this year that I've ever had in my life. So it was really hard. I moved 3 times. I moved from Pennsylvania to Austin mm-hmm. and then from Austin to New Hampshire. And in the middle of it all, I was able to get this house. And of course, I had to refurbish it. But the possibility of getting this house back into the family, it was a miracle. So now mm-hmm. what I'm doing is I'm saying, thank you, God, in the morning. I'm saying, thank you for filling me with your energy of love. And my will is thy will. My will is thy will.
And God, absolutely.
God already knows what we need, what we desire, what our talents are, and where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And if
mm-hmm.
we just acknowledge it and say, my will is thy will, mm-hmm. I choose to align with life, love, and God's plan.
Right.
I choose to align with... Go ahead.
God's plan, right. So, and that's Edgar Cayce and Abraham Hicks, they talk about thoughts become things. You know, when I work with students in higher ed and they're trying to determine their pathway, right, what to major in, and then how does that lead into a career path? And so we use this assessment, and it assesses their interests and their values and their skills. And so I always say to them, after they take it, so does this sound like you? And when a student will say, no, not at all. This isn't, no. And then I'll ask, who is chattering in your ear? Right? Was that a parent? Was that a coach? Was that a guidance counselor? Who is chattering in your ear? Because if this isn't you, then you're not going to be successful, right? So let's start over. And I want you to answer these questions from your heart. Because this is your journey, your path, right? And so it's the first step in really listening and identifying where that interest is. Because, you know,
I worked with the master. I don't know if you know this, but I worked with the master. I worked with Louise Hay for 5 years. And if anybody wrote the book, she did.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have to walk up the stairs with a tape recorder in our hand and record all of our thoughts going upstairs. And of course, most of them were negative. Yeah. And then we'd have to go back down and turn every one of them into a positive thought.
Right. That's that reframing, right? Make it playful, make it fun. So that's why, we're not perfect. And I want everyone to stop thinking that they have to be perfect. And actually,
I think people want things to go their way. And your way is not my way. And I may have my way and you may have your way and they're going to differ. And now mm-hmm. we have to stop all of this hate, prejudice, and judgment and realize that.
Absolutely.
And realize that people
Absolutely.
Are going to go their way and they're still beautiful. It's okay.
Right, right. And it's okay. And that's what I talked about earlier is that, you know, we grow up with these limiting belief systems, right, which are really mm-hmm. impressed upon us probably in our childhood. So like as being, a young girl, sometimes we're told you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough. You can't be a doctor, you can't be a lawyer, right? Because those aren't the traditional pathways. And so we really need that. Those thoughts are impressed upon our subconscious, and we don't realize that that's really what we're acting on. So to be consciously aware.
When you're doing the new energy therapy, you can untie those knots.
Yeah.
And that's really great. But you know what goes with it. I start with the astrological chart, because your astrological chart shows you plain as day all of your challenges in life. And it shows you your weaknesses and your strengths. So I write out people's karma for them. Anybody that wants to know what they should be doing, go to your karma. Your history of your past lives is your karma. And I write that out for them. And it's very, very helpful. Mm-hmm. So we are at the end of the show. We are at the end of the show, and I knew that it would go very fast. But I'd like you to tell us what can our listeners take away from you being here today?
I think the takeaway today is, one, tonight when you go to bed, please do a review of what you're grateful for. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, start that this is going to be an awesome day. And expect something unexpected, beautiful to happen. Right?
And when you do that, you change your energy and you bring it up to a higher level, and that magnetizes your law of attraction. But there's one more thing, Mary Jo, there's one more thing. If your day got messed up, if your day was disappointing, if there was something that you may have done, then you need to do the forgiveness.
Right.
You have 24 hours to make amends. If you did something to hurt somebody, you have 24 hours to make amends. And you don't dwell on it. You just ask yourself this question: what did I do to bring this to myself? What did I do? What did I think? Right. And that's how you learn, and that's how you grow.
Yes. And I think, Elizabeth, that is such an important point, because what happens, people become, they feel guilty, and then they start to say, oh, I'm a horrible person, and I'm going to be judged for this. And then they just spiral downward. But what you
what they do is they take all their negative thoughts. They take all their negative thoughts and make it their truth. Instead of saying, how did I bring this to myself? And when you learn what that is, you may have made a comment, you may have said something. When you learn what it is, then you don't do that again. And you learn that that's hurtful. It may have been normal for you the way it was with you and your aunts and uncles. Right. But that doesn't make it normal for everybody else.
And
so again,
yourself.
We'll
forgive yourself.
Of course. Yeah. I love myself the way I am. So our closing can be, I choose to love life and alignment with God's plan.
Beautiful.
I choose love, life, and alignment with God's plan. I'm so glad that you've been with us tonight. Yeah. Mary, I'm so glad that you've been with us tonight. Please give us your website one more time.
Yes, absolutely. wisdomwithin.online, all one word. So please, if you like, you can email me. Tell me your stories. Tell me something new that you tried.
What is your email?
My email is Mary Jo, M-A-R-Y-J-O, 206, at Comcast.net.
Excellent.
I would love to hear from everyone. Tell me your stories.
Oh, good. And thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you, Mary Jo.
Elizabeth, thank you. Much love.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're closing for tonight. Next week, we'll probably have a teaching program, and I'll be back with some kind of fabulous subject that you'll want to listen to. Now it's time to get ready for our meditation, so please prepare. Put both feet flat on the floor. Make sure your spine is straight. And here we go. We will finish with Richard Shulman with his new special, Your Calling. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out, and good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide
to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow. And it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As the widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra, about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new 5th dimension love center. It's called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now emerged with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the depth of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the fifth dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.